mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Another week spans out before us. It is Monday, the 21st day of June, 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Most Mondays, we have Paul Joseph Watson with all of his insight and intellect joining us to cover a whole host of news in the second hour. He's my webmaster for PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. Then, of course, we've also got Infowars.com. And I tell you, Mondays are a broadcast you never want to miss because there's so much news throughout the weekend. More public officials, more military people being called off their watches in the Pentagon, the World Trade Centers. And we have another example of this. NMCC Ops Director asked substitute on 9/10 to stand his watch on 9/11. Iran confiscates 3 British warships. That's the headline out of the Associated Press. A massive escalation. And the Russians are now saying, the French are reporting, AFP's reporting, are putting together a huge fleet for war games, as most of our fleet is out, 93% of the Eastern fleet from the Eastern seaboard. U.S. missiles kill 20 in Fallujah, 20 residents. Large-scale war game begins in Russia Far East, fleet spokesman says. Again, I just mentioned that. That's AFP. Israeli military working in Iraq. This is out of the London Guardian. We've already known that, but here it is, mainstream news. Martial law threatened for Iraq is the Financial Times of London headline. Also, Saudis helped al-Qaeda abduct American, MSNBC's reporting. But wait a minute. It was our government 3 weeks ago after the shootings in Khobar that admittedly ordered the release of al-Qaeda. So they're going to have trouble explaining that one. A Patriot Act used to prosecute U.S. civilian, Associated Press. This is the first article I really wanted to detail today, because they've used it again against pot dealers, topless bar owners who pay off county commissioners for more parking for their zoning, people who they think might have been involved in family violence. The Justice Department said 2 years ago in testimony that they will use the Patriot Act against all crimes and that all suspicion of crime is terrorism. And that's in Section 802. But this is a real twist here. The CIA, now listen to this, the CIA contract employee accused of abusing a prisoner in Afghanistan is being prosecuted under the Patriot Act in what legal experts are calling a surprising and to some troubling application of the new anti-terrorism law. Now, I guarantee you, this is what was said at the Justice Department and Pentagon. I got a great idea. We'll charge this patsy with the Patriot Act. Why would we do that? He's one of ours. I'll tell you why. Because under the Patriot Act, he can't defend himself. Anyone that we subpoena can't talk about the fact that they were subpoenaed or questioned or they're considered terrorists. And then we can say, oh, look, we're using it applicably, even against our own people, not just against the Arabs. See, it's fair now. It's not discrimination. By the way, that's all the Democrats have been asking for, is let's use this against everybody. And the government goes, okay, well, it was designed for that to begin with, sure. This guy deserves a jury. He needs to be brought back to this country, back to where he lives, where, you know, he resides on his driver's license or whatever. And he needs to, a grand jury needs to see the evidence, and if there's evidence, they need to call for an indictment, and then he needs to be indicted. And a jury of his peers, if he's tortured innocent people, or people, period, then he's going to get life in prison. You do not use the Patriot Act on anybody, period. It's unconstitutional against any human being. It's evil. But that's how the conversation went. Oh, the public will love it. That way we can keep him quiet. He can't defend himself. We can blame it all on him as a patsy. Insulate ourselves, giving the orders, and set the precedent to use it on citizens. What a genius idea. Well done, Lord Rumsfeld.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Much of the Atlantic Fleet, 93% of the ships anchored on the entire East Coast from Florida to Maine are out to sea. 10 carrier groups, a record. Meanwhile, the National French Newswire, AFP, is reporting that the Russians have told them that they've got huge fleet actions out. In fact, there were several a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and now another being announced. And meanwhile, the Iranians are saying that they have seized several ships, British warships, military ships, off of their coast. And this is out of the Associated Press. So we'll be getting into that coming up. Of course, your phone calls on this Monday edition, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, it's been decades since the Iranians grabbed any shipping. Quite an escalation, and this is being reported by the Iranians, picked up by the Associated Press, with some neocon publication saying, and I wouldn't believe it, just thinking they were trying to stir something up. But this adds a lot of validity to those saying that the Iranians have been massing troops on the Iran-Iraq border. What do they know that we don't know? Of course, I've been told by my military sources that Syria is the next target. But again, they give their own troops disinfo, so I don't I don't know what the real case is. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. All I know is the Project for New American Century, Bush's think tank, his 25-man squad, Dick Cheney included, said they're going to invade 63 countries, and they've invaded two of those. Actually, three. They mentioned the Gold Coast of Africa. So now they're down to 60 countries to invade, and they've been keeping their promises about butchering our freedoms and liberties. They're openly announcing their secret police on the streets of America in Wired News and the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Daily Texan and, of course, in Newsweek. Did I mention Newsweek? Just a lot of incredible things happening right now. Also, last week, the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, appointed by Bush, run by Bush, I predicted, again, I'm not tooting my horn, we just know their paradigm. I said weeks ago that they're going to come out and bring up a few issues, and they did. Oh, NORAD really messed up and stood down on accident. That's something everybody already knows. They stood down, so they spin and say it was an accident. We just need more funding and control. That'll certainly punish the people in there, more cash bonuses. And then they said there was no evidence of Al-Qaeda and Saddam because everybody already knows that. It's come out. Our generals have said it. But then Sunday they go, oh, we just got new information. One of Saddam's people may have been Al-Qaeda. In fact, he was. And, oh, this proves it all. So, see, they do that to get your confidence. Oh, look. And then, oh, we were wrong. It's like Colin Powell playing the part of the good cop against the war, and Saddam isn't with Al-Qaeda, and they don't have weapons of mass destruction, and then he's the respectable dove, and the Democrats love him, other than the Democrats that are in power that are all for the war, the Hillarys, the Schumers, the Kerrys. Then suddenly, he shifts gears and comes out and says, I'm for the war. Look at these satellite photos. Biological weapons depots. Turns out they were bakeries. The BBC went into them. And look, I've got this weapons dossier just from England yesterday, hot off the presses, the latest intelligence. They're planning to hit us any minute. They're working with Al-Qaeda. Then it turns out it was written 12 years before that by a graduate student at Berkeley. And they created fake weapons dossiers out of Africa, out of Niger, about uranium, and they ran to declared weapon sites for mobile trucks for pumping up dirigibles, and oh, they're anthrax labs when they had the serial number, knowing that they were for pumping up balloons, and you know, they ran to mass graves that they knew were an exchange program between the Iranians and the Iraqis, been inspected by the UN a dozen times. So they've gone through all of this, and this is how they get your confidence. And that's what the 9/11 Commission did. Oh, Bush was wrong. He didn't lie to you. He was just mistaken about Saddam being with bin Laden. And then, oh, 2 days later, we were wrong again. Actually, he was. Oh, see, the Commission tried to be, you know, as fair as possible, and now they're being honest with us. And Bush is just, the Independent Commission says Bush is just wonderful. You know, the Independent Commission appointed by Bush. Bush, the same guy that says open borders, record amnesty he's proposing, is not an amnesty. Just we should just believe all of this and stop thinking. And another example of this, and I went over this in the last segment briefly, but I want to read more of the article. This is out of the Associated Press. It's on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Patriot Act used to prosecute U.S. civilians. The CIA contract employee accused of abusing a prisoner in Afghanistan is being prosecuted out of the Patriot Act in what legal experts are calling a surprising and to some troubling application of the new anti-terror law. Attorney General John Ashcroft invoked the Patriot Act to assert jurisdiction, in the case of David Hassereau, who will be tried in federal court in Raleigh, North Carolina, on four assault charges in the death of an Afghan man. David Sheldon, a former Navy lawyer who now defends military personnel in court-martial proceedings, said the Justice Department may be going too far. Maybe going too far? In my view, any time that the Fed's government is expanding its jurisdiction and reach to include conduct that occurs overseas, that is startling, Sheldon said. Well, the federal government can charge somebody for committing crimes overseas if it's in wartime. That's what we do. So, see, they act like we've got to have this just a charging. No, they don't. And you know that, you lawyer. Stop acting like you're the good cop. But in announcing the indictment Thursday, Ashcroft said the government had few alternatives since American civilians working on contract for the CIA in Afghanistan and Iraq might not otherwise be subjected to U.S. justice. This case would have been more difficult to investigate and prosecute were it not for the U.S. Patriot Act, Ashcroft said. The act expands the U.S. law enforcement jurisdiction over crimes committed by or against U.S. nationals on land or facilities designated for use by the United States government. Okay, why did they do this? This is so classic. And I guarantee you this was the discussion between Rumsfeld and Ashcroft and their deputies. I tell you what we'll do. How do we keep this patsy quiet? You know, these guys all followed orders, and these generals and the low-level troops that are getting in trouble are all saying what they were ordered to. How do we have gag orders on these people? Well, we can hold them in incommunicado. Yeah, but that'll draw attention. Well, we can use the Patriot Act. We can say, you know, that it'll also make it look like that, you know, the Patriot Act's useful, and we're not just using it against Arabs, and, you know, we've got to have this tool. That's been our line all along, that you know, these are just basic tools we've got to have, and that way we can have a gag order on the guy, keep him quiet, keep all his friends quiet, keep all the witnesses quiet, because it's an act of terrorism, if you've been questioned to even ever talk about it in perpetuity, and it'll make it look like we're being fair, using it against everybody. And so that's what they're doing. That's how the thought process played out. And it says, by utilizing the Patriot Act, the Attorney General and his administration is without question expanding the role of the federal government and the reach of the federal government into an unprecedented way, Sheldon said. And it goes on, yes, that does set a precedent as well. But they already have this power. Some legal experts said it appears that the U.S. government had no other applicable law at its disposal and no other good options. Soldiers serving overseas are subject to military justice, but this individual is a civilian. A federal law, the U.S. Military Extraditional Jurisdiction Act of 2000, allows for the prosecution in U.S. federal courts of civilians hired by the Defense Department, and it says, or the U.S. military members and a few other types of people who accompany military personnel in foreign countries. But the law is written in such a way that the CIA contractors are not subject to it. And until Ashcroft's announcement, legal experts speculated the CIA contractors or those hired by other non-military branches of the government might avoid prosecution altogether for crimes committed in Iraq or Afghanistan. And it says, Passero, 38, of Lillington, North Carolina, is being held without bail, accused of assaulting Abdul Wali, who died in custody at a U.S. detention site in Afghanistan. The incident... indictment said Wali had surrendered and was being questioned by Pastor Rowe about frequent rocket attacks. So now I guess they're going to start charging these people with a Patriot Act and then they can't defend themselves. And again, I don't know if he's guilty. I don't believe anything this government has to say. Probably is. Who knows? But he deserves all of his rights and all of his liberties and all of his freedoms, even though he was out denying that to others, reportedly. So there you have it, the Patriot Act being used against another U.S. citizen, and this time one of their own henchmen, one of their own hatchet men, one of their own street thugs, one of their own soldiers. And it's going to be used against a lot more of you. Whenever they want to scapegoat you and keep your mouth shut while they're doing it to you, they're going to use this. Of course, there's no discussion of those provisions in this article, but that's exactly what they're doing. Coast to coast, they use the Patriot Act. They go in to do a fraud investigation of a bookstore. And they come in and they tell everybody, we're here, we're taking your computers, and you're not allowed to tell anybody we were here. And if you do, we're going to charge you with terrorism. Again, where did the First Amendment go? Very, very serious. All right, we're going to come back and take some calls. Perhaps you want to comment on this. And Bush gets a boost from McCain on Iraq saying he was right. And Bush gets a boost from Clinton last week saying he was right. And Bush just gets all these boosts. His commission he appointed first says he was wrong about Saddam and al-Qaeda to get our confidence. And then comes out and says, oh, we were wrong. Actually, it was all true. Just ridiculous. Reagan's son chides administration for invoking Reagan on Iraq. Get into that. More on the new hostages held by Al-Qaeda. Every head that gets cut off is worth 10 approval rating points for Bush. I'm not kidding. UK troops accused of mutilating Iraqi bodies. MSNBC reporting the details of our government raping women. This is old news, but finally it's mainstream. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231 is the number to get involved on air. Coming up, we'll talk about the Russian fleet exercises, our government's exercises, Iranians claiming that they seized quite a few British ships in their waters. That's from the Associated Press, by the way. Quite an escalation, if this is indeed true. A bunch of news on the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, Patriot Act being used against American citizens, this time their own minions. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Every time I call in, I want to ask you so many things, but I have a clarification for you. I listened to a lot of your rebroadcast on the internet, and you had said one day that part of the torture charges in the prison was that they were pouring chemite acid on the torturees, and you had said that it was phosphoric acid. Well, I was in the Army for 8 years, and I know that the liquid inside those lights is not acid. Just to clarify.
Well, General Antonio Tagumba's report said acid, and the news said acid. So I'm not.
Well, maybe they're special chem lighters because we used to bust them open and like.
Yeah, you can go to the. Actually, MSNBC has the Tagumba report, but if you just type Tagumba report in it, you'd go to the Army's own website.
Uh-huh.
And you can read it right there. I mean, maybe it's wrong.
Okay.
But the Tagumba report talked about raping women, and now that's in the Associated Press and MSNBC today. Grisly details.
Oh, yeah.
Of it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't bring that up to try to lighten.
No. It certainly could be. That could be the acid part in the report could not be true.
Okay.
We don't know with this government.
The other thing is when I. When I discuss the New World Order with people, the current barrier that I'm finding is like, hey, you know, what do you think about the New World Order? And the very few who even know about it, they go like, oh, when they talk about the New World Order, they only mean like, you know, a good new world or something. And I'm like, well, what do you think about the Pope and all the foreign leaders, all the policymakers and all the presidents calling for it? And they go, oh, well, you know, it's just some vague thing. And when I read Foreign Affairs, and they always have these things about the New World Order, I notice that they themselves never define what they see.
Thanks for the call, Anthony. H.G. Wells defined the New World Order. Adolf Hitler defined the New World Order. David Rockefeller's defined the New World Order. It is called global governance. And they go, we're not for global government, we're for global governance. Well, governance is government. It's doublespeak. I mean, it's incredible. And so, I mean, we can see what world government is. Our Supreme Court saying they're going to follow UN rulings. I'm sure you've all heard that. Paying more money into the IMF and World Bank. The UN Tobin tax on money transfers. A global fuel tax, which they're proposing. That's global government. A global tax, a global army, a Pan-American Union, a European Union, an Asian Union, regulated by the World Trade Organization. See, unelected, this board of private individuals. I mean, that's world government. That's a new world order. Getting rid of juries. Going after your private property. Big corporations going after your private property. That's the new world order. Most people deny it even exists because Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I want to talk about my call to Coast concerning having you on and also discussing the anthrax letters. But I'd also, if you have time, I wanted to talk about something I heard on the Power Hour this morning that was some of the most vicious, obscene neocon propaganda I've heard. It was 10 times worse than Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
But I called Coast to Coast when they had a guest on who was peddling his book, pushing the usual scaremongering about anthrax coming from some foreign source. I called up, and I started out by saying, though I'm not a conservative, I understand, I've heard that Alex Jones is waiting for you to follow through on your invitation to have him on solo. And then I went on to mention that this anthrax that was in those letters a couple years ago was actually, according to the top Federation of American Scientists,
the most weaponized anthrax ever seen out of Fort Detrick, Maryland. There was an official government study in 1999 of how to send weaponized anthrax through the mail,
right,
back to the U.S. government.
And then he went on and tried to make it sound like it was foreign sourced again. And
the guest?
The guest, yeah.
Yeah.
That is the usual profile of everyone that's on there. And today I was listening to that same type of thing because one of the constant guests on Coast to Coast is Stephen Quayle. And I can't think of anyone who peddles the neocon propaganda in the guise of some kind of an alternative point of view than him. There was somebody who called in and said that this poll in Iraq that said that 98% of the people consider the United States an aggressor and an occupier. He completely ignored that question, and he said that all of these fighters
are coming. Okay, John, I appreciate the call.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption, crashing with lies and disinformation. Thanks for joining me. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Do this little program Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central. I'll go back to your calls here in a few minutes. Coming up, Iran confiscates three British warships. Associated Press, that's a big deal. AFP, the National French Newswire, large-scale war games begins in Russia, Far East, fleet spokesman says. Martial law threatened for Iraq. Saudis helped Al-Qaeda abduct American. Tell you what I think's going on behind that. Patriot Act being used against U.S. citizens, this time their own minions, one of their reported torture masters. Very serious. And we are going to take your calls, but I want to go to your calls quickly, my friends, because I want to get everybody on. People tell me they call and call, and the phone's just busy, and they never get on air, so I want to go to your calls quickly. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Before I go back to the calls, I do want to encourage all of you to get involved in the fight. And that means spreading the word about this broadcast, similar broadcasts that you've checked out that you respect, and also my documentary films. I've made 10 of them. I've written a book. I published a book. I carry a bunch of other books and videos and books on tape by some of the best authors and researchers out there today that I've checked out and that I respect. You need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, my 2.5-hour video on September 11th. Part two of that I made, The Masters of Terror Exposed, also about 2 hours and 5 minutes long. both of them detailing September 11th like no other film does. Most other films focus on one or two issues and spend an hour or two on that. We cover hundreds of issues in just a continual bombardment of fact after fact, and it really unlocks minds. And you're authorized with my videos to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes. Now, other videos I carry are not authorized, obviously, to make copies of because they're not. I don't own the copyright on them. But Jews, the Preservation of Firearms has put out a great video with History Channel quality called Innocence Betrayed, about 180 million people killed after they had their guns taken. We carry that video on VHS and DVD, and when you order it, you also get three pamphlets in comic book form to explain the history of gun control. Great for children or adults. Also, we are now carrying a new video. You can't get it via the toll-free line yet because they don't have the information. Just put it up this weekend. But it's 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Your Choice, Fear or Love, on VHS and DVD, one of the best 9/11 films I've seen. It's brand new. It's $20, and you get a free 9/11, The Great Illusion, color 80-page booklet accompanying it when you order it, $19.95. Get a second copy for $14.95, so two copies and three booklets for $34.95. My videos are all $25.95, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles I've produced. So again, you want powerful information that will wake people up, visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our safe, secure shopping cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And it is so important to get my videos to air them on Access TV, to show them to your VFW hall, to show them to your college class, to show them to your high schoolers, to show them to your Sunday school, you know, to show them, you have your rabbi show it, whatever. Just get the information out now, people. It is so important. Okay, I'm about to go back to your calls. I just want to say this to you, John, because you called last week with some of the same stuff, and I think you brought up a lot of good points about politics, and we got a big tent here for people that love liberty, whether they call themselves the left or right. I don't believe in the left or right. I believe in freedom versus slavery, and I want freedom, not slavery, serfdom. But, I mean, really, I kind of have a rule, and there's no screening the calls, there's no censorship here, and you're allowed to talk about it, but I'm going to tell you I don't like it. I don't like bashing other talk show hosts that are patriots. I don't agree with everything Steve has to say, but I agree with a lot of it. I mean, he said that Iranians were massing and getting ready to get aggressive. I didn't put much stock in it, but then now they've grabbed three British ships. Wow, that adds some credibility. I've seen a lot of things he say come true. I don't know. And you know, I don't want to get into a thing here. I'm focused on them using the Patriot Act against citizens. I'm focused on the New World Order. All the other shows are focused on each other, frankly. You know, I'm thankful to Coast to Coast AM for having me on. It's 14 million listeners an hour. I get to reach millions of people, have a big effect. I think that overall is good. You can finish up what you had to say because I don't censor people. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think it's not left or right either. But I think anyone, whether they're an honest leftist or conservative such as yourself, has to see that the most extreme version of this neocon cover-up story for 9/11, the Patriot Act, everything, the PNAC drive for perpetual war, is being...
PNAC is a criminal confession.
Right, right. But it is being promoted. All of this, these cover-up cover stories are being promoted by people like Stephen Quayle. Yeah, today when there was a caller that said these people in Iraq are saying that they want the United States out and only 2% consider them a liberator, he said all of these fighters over there, all these complainers are Syrians and they're Iranians and they're just terrorists that are going in there. It's a perfect setup for the kinds of attacks that the PNAC neocons are preparing. Everything he says is along those lines.
You know what I'll do? Because, you know, I'll get Steve on this week and you can call him when he's on. Thanks for the call, John. I got to move quicker here. We won't get to anybody. Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, go ahead.
Excuse me. Alex, I called to apologize to you and to the listening audience. I'm really sorry I allowed myself to get suckered into a shouting match with that moron that you had on Friday. Who had... Hello?
Talking about George Woolley.
Yeah, I mean, the temerity of this guy and his... you don't need anybody to fight your battles for you. You do a real good job on your own, but I just couldn't help but wade in there because this condescending son of a gun has the temerity to corner you in a place where he knows there's nobody else around listening and tells you that he thinks you belong in jail for your exercise of free speech, and then he has the nerve to come onto your show and say, oh, yeah, Alex, I'm really in favor of your seeking out the truth, and I think you really should have the right to free speech, too.
Well, look, I don't think George is bad, but that's why we have him on, is because George ran my TV show for about, I don't know, 8-9 months back in, like, 1995.
Amazing.
George has been in jail before for pro-life peaceful demonstration. George, I respect George, and that's why I have him on, is because to watch his blind spot. We all have a blind spot. He has this big blind spot for anything basically Republican. And so I bring him on because he is atypical. Is that the right term? He is typical of a lot of good people that are conned by Bush's rhetoric and who aren't looking at Bush's actions. But what else is on your mind, Wesley?
Well, I was just going to say, you've got a lot more patience than I do, and I admire you for the fact that you're willing to, in spite of his ill treatment toward you, you still give the guy credit where credit is due, and I think that...
Well, that's because I know his heart's in the right place. I mean, I'm trying to deprogram him. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. But you had to hear the show to know what Wesley's talking about. I heard some of the rebroadcast this weekend. I listened to about an hour of myself, and it was something else. I shouldn't laugh. It's pretty scary. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
I subscribed to PrisonPlanet.tv, and I was thinking it was going to be something really great, and we were going to get some good content and all that kind of stuff, and I emailed Paul saying that all we're getting right now is a bunch of... well, we got corrupted videos where we can't even watch them. And he basically said I was being rude by...
Are you calling from England?
Yeah, no, I'm calling from Texas.
Oh, okay. You Irish?
Yeah, I'm English.
You're English? I was just trying to place the accent.
Yeah. And I basically just got a bunch of abuse off... Not abuse, per se. But Paul just basically said, well... What do you expect? You know, everyone charges this, everyone charges that.
Okay, well, let me just stop you right there, sir. I have PrisonPlanet.tv, and we put a weekly report up there. And by the way, this week, let me stop you. This week, we are going to put 3 videos up. For some reason, this one file we've tried to upload 3 times stops halfway through. I mean, people make mistakes, but what you're doing, sir, is supporting us with $5.95 a month to sign up at the website. And we put the best radio interviews up there. And we do all this. We're building it. We're adding to it. We've got all my films up there on the website. We're going to put any new films up there. George Humphrey's going to let me put his 9/11 The Great Illusions going up this week. I'm going to be putting some other great films up there. So if you don't like it, I mean, you can just unsubscribe. And I'm sorry you don't like it. And if,
well, that's good. I mean, well, Bessie, the reply I got off Paul was, well, y'all just subsidizing everyone else who's... You know, who's getting stuff for free, but...
Well,
really,
no, I've said that on air. Paul's echoing.
Yeah,
I mean, that's,
yeah, I
let me just finish
that.
What I'm saying. Is that we can't continue if people don't support us. I can't pay $3,000-$4,000 a month because I don't make that much money. Let me finish. Because for years I've had all my videos up there for free, and they got so popular that I can't do it. So about half the stuff's free because the object is getting new people, educating, defeating the New World Order. And so I said to people, sign up. Let me finish. Let me finish. I said, sign up. That's what I say every time I plug it. Sign up and subsidize us waking others up, because that's the goal, is defeating the New World Order and not being enslaved. Because we don't, you know, sit here and ask for give us donations. We say, buy the videos, buy the books. Hey, sign up at this website. Support us. If you believe in what we're doing, support us and subsidize others waking up. So you should feel good about that.
Absolutely, yeah, I do feel good. Yeah, I've bought all your videos. I've met you personally. I've distributed at my own cost copies of your own videos.
Good, I love it. Thank you.
But then when I try and talk to Paul, I just get some kind of reply back from him, basically saying, "Well, what do you expect? You know, what do you expect? You're just paying for everyone else."
You want me to slap him around for you?
No, I just... I tell you what I want. I want archives of your show on the site, because not everyone can listen to your site.
Yeah, listen. All right, listen. That's fine. We've spent 4 minutes on this. Are you concerned about Patriot Act being used against citizens?
Well, of course.
Are you concerned about the...
No, I'm not. That's why I'm...
No, I know you're concerned.
Copies of your videos.
I know you're... But what I'm saying is that...
You know,
do you want to talk about that?
I'm subscribing to your website. That's why I'm buying your videos. That's why I'm funding this. No, you know.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
that's
okay.
That's good.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
And that's why we don't screen the calls. We can do customer service right here on the air.
Well, that's good then, isn't it?
It sounds to me like you're angry, bro.
Well, yeah, I am, because we're putting stuff in. We're helping you out.
Okay.
We're paying your bills. And then we get some website that's, which Paul Watson has been on your show saying about.
Okay.
Sir,
I'm gonna let you go. I appreciate it. I tried talking to you. It sounds like you're even more angry than before. And so just email us and we'll work it out with you either way, okay? Thank you. Let me cover some news and then I'll go right back to the calls here in just a second. And I do want to thank all those that have signed up at PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, 98% of people are pleased. Some aren't, and we're building it, making it better and better. And so, you know, that's the bottom line there. But and we appreciate you too, Chris, and thank you so much. But, you know, none of us are perfect. We're a very small organization. If we have more funds and more support, I can hire more people and do a better job. I mean, if you want to know who's up at night uploading videos, you're listening to him right now. So we need to get, you know, more support so I can do that. These 18-hour days have been crying havoc on me as well, but I'm going to continue to move forward and try to do the best I can. I'm not CBS or ABC or you know, Viacom. I'm not Disney. I'm not. Let me see. There's me, and then there's three part-time employees. And if we get support, we can hire more people and do better for you. And that's the whole point of this, sir. So thank you for the call. Look, let me get into some news before this hour ends. And I'm going to go right back to your calls here in just a few minutes to Dave and Andy and many others that are patiently holding. Patriot Act used to prosecute U.S. civilian. I went over that, but it's a big, big deal. Now one of the supposed people involved in torture is having his rights stripped and his right to speak out stripped. That way, when they burn a patsy, they can't defend themselves and say, hey, I was ordered to do this. Associated Press reporting, Iran confiscates three British warships. Iran confiscated three British warships Monday and arrested eight armed crew members, state-run television reported. The three British ships, described only as warships, entered Iranian territorial waters not far from the Iran-Iraq border, the Arabic language Al-Alam television reported. The station is part of the state-run Iranian radio and television network. Quote, Iranian forces confiscated the ships and eight military personnel on board. So these are little gunboats, the report said. In London, the Ministry of Defense said it was investigating the report, but did not know it was true. The ministry said there was no British warships operating in Shat al-Arab waterway, but some smaller vessels were there. We are assisting the Iraqi water police there, so it may be one of those vessels, a spokesman said on condition of anonymity. We don't know. So we don't know, but that's the Associated Press. And if this is true, which obviously it's official Iranian news, they're not going to be escalating. I mean, even if it isn't true and the Iranians are saying this, this is a scary escalation because they've been trying to de-escalate. So what was really going on? I don't know. Very, very serious. Large-scale war game begins in Russia, Far East. Fleet spokesman, AFP, that's the equivalent of French Associated Press. Some 800 servicemen from all over Russia were taking part in a large-scale military exercise that started early Monday and will last until Friday in the country's far eastern region. was just a large simulation. Spokesman for the Pacific Fleet said the water war game, codenamed Mobility 04, has involved Army and Navy troops as well as paratroopers and is a simulated reaction to a military threat, the spokesman added. Russian Defense Ministry Sergei Inovov, a close ally to President Vladimir Putin, was to fly to the Pacific port city of Vladivostok later Monday to supervise the drills, the large-scale military exercise held in Russia's Far East dating back to August of last year. But this is a tiny exercise compared to large parts of their fleet out in the Atlantic, out in the Pacific now, record levels. And 10 of our aircraft carriers, never before happened, launched 93%, because that's all their task force groups, support ships, frigates, and destroyers, and battleships. Well, not battleships. They don't even have any battleships anymore. But the last one was the Arizona, but you know what I mean. Cruisers, that's the word, out about. Cruising towards the Mediterranean, the Med, and into the Arabian Sea and other places. And I got family telling me war is on with Syria here real soon. Wonder what they're going to use to trigger that. Maybe it could be Iran, like some are saying. I don't know.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, let's go back to your calls. Then we've got Paul Watson coming up. We'll get into martial law threatened for Iraq, Patriot Act used to prosecute U.S. civilians. We'll go back into that. Israeli military working in Iraq, out of the London Guardian. Also, U.S. missile kills 20 civilians in Fallujah. More public officials and military people being warned not to go into work on 9/11. It's all coming up. Right now, let's talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
The largest surface vessel the Russians have are the Kirov-class cruisers. They're about 13,000 tons.
13,000 tons. That sounds pretty small.
That is. Compared to a Missouri-class battleship, there were about 40,000 tons, and our biggest aircraft carrier is about 80,000. So they really don't have a blue ocean navy anymore, except for their subs.
Yes.
They had on the European Journal yesterday about the Russian recruits in the Navy going through training.
Yes.
They beat to death a thousand of them a year.
Well, I knew that they're very rough. I know that the Spetsnaz training is some of the toughest in the world. They use live fire and kill a lot of people in the training.
These are just swabbies. They beat a thousand of them to death a year in the process of training them. Which is about what the British Navy did before 1812, you know.
I knew that, yeah, flogging and kill hauling.
Back in the good old days, you know.
If you were rude to somebody, they'd hang you.
Well, what I really called about was, did you see the tape that the Al-Qaeda's released with the South Korean guy?
Yeah, Al-CIA, do you mean?
Yeah.
And every time we track back these videos, it's being uploaded from London or L.A. From Republican PR front groups, but very interesting.
See the
funny that Al Qaeda just you know, nice folks.
See the phony baloney flag they had on the wall behind them.
I did see that.
The black flag with a solar disc on it, you know, in gold, and then they had the letters on the top where the, you know, there's no God but Allah, the true God, and Muhammad is his prophet.
I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
Figure out what it said underneath it, but why would it have a solar disc on it? Because Yahweh and Allah are both lunar gods. Both their calendars are based on moon cycles. I've never seen.
Well, that is true. The globalists are
the New World Order Islam flag.
Yeah,
it's what it is.
Very, very interesting, sir. I didn't know that Judaism was based on the moon. I know the Islam.
Their calendar is a lunar calendar. Whereas the Aryan people up in Europe, they had the solar calendar. Which
I know,
Roman
I know that.
Had.
And so were the Indians in India. The swastika is a sun symbol.
Yeah, it's a sun wheel.
Okay, thanks for the call. Very interesting. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Andy. Andy in Colorado. Go ahead, Andy.
Alex, I think you're wrong on a couple of things.
Okay.
I think what you're doing is great, but I think with you trying to get this word out and you think you're going to change things, I think you're wrong. I think you're just basically preparing those that are thoughtful enough to want to pursue the truth to follow it out. What I want you to do is I want you to give us some advice on what would you personally do when they would come for you or your kids. Do you have kids, Alex?
Yes, I do.
I'm 30 years old. I've got two sons. And when they come to, you know, to put this chip in you or call you for the drop, I want to know what you personally would do or what you'd have us do, because it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to get better. I think it's going to get worse. I think even the Bible says, if you follow the Bible talks about how bad it's going to get. And that's
yeah, but the Christians, the supposed Christians, all think they're going to be teleported out of any trouble, so they're all rejoicing at the chip. Of course, when they start giving them the chip, they'll go, well, it must not be the Antichrist because I haven't been raptured.
Yeah.
You know what, then? Bottom of the next hour, be listening. I'll try to spend 5-10 minutes on the subject. It's a complex question, and I'll try to get into it.
Cover one more thing about the National Geographic. I missed that in the June 2004 issue.
You're talking about the 100 greatest vintage photos?
It's the one with oil on the front.
National Geographic. I talked about how they had a Bohemian Grove photo in there. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe. I have the issue. I just want to know what you had to say about it.
Okay, thanks. Second hour coming up.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.